Welcome to another installment of the Guest Gift Giver series, where your gift listeners share their gift givers with all of us. Would you like to be a guest gift giver on the Your Gift series, or do you know someone who would be a great guest gift giver? Watch my Facebook page, Jerry Vitale, Platform Speaker, for special opportunities to be a guest gift giver, or email me at jerryvitalehappydays@gmail.com, telling me a little bit about yourself or someone else and the story that they would share here on the You're a Gift series as a guest gift giver. Well, listeners, sit back, relax, and get ready to enjoy another wonderful guest gift giver, Cindy Herapino. Today, Cindy's going to share the story of how she literally gave the gift of life to her brother-in-law, Ed Pino, and as well, she'll tell us a little bit about the philanthropic work she does with Partnership for Lawrence that makes sure that art is alive and well and accessible to people of all ages in her local community. And as an expression of our appreciation for Cindy sharing her time and her talents here on the You're a Gift series, we'll be making a $50 donation in her name to her philanthropic project, Partnership for Lawrence. But first, Cindy, if you could begin today by sharing a little bit about yourself so the listeners can get to know you, as I've known you for the past 15 years, as the wonderful, vibrant, energetic, and spirited woman that you are. Please welcome to the Your Gift series, guest gift giver, Cindy Herapino.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much. I am very honored to be invited to share a little bit about myself, my story in helping give life to my brother-in-law, Ed, through a kidney donation. I am originally from Buffalo, New York. I married my childhood sweetheart, whom you know, Gary Pino. And we were transplanted from the East Coast to Indianapolis, Indiana in 1982, and I did come kicking and screaming. Not very excited to move into the Corn Belt. So as Gary and I did move to Indiana, we have five young Hoosiers to our name, all grown here in Indiana, and we're so proud of each and every one of them, Garrett, Tyler, Sierra, Kendra, and Jillian. And we also have another generation started. Our granddaughter, Isabella, is 6 years old. So I was very blessed to have a great education and majored in interior design and had our first child and then our second child. And when the third child came along, decided that motherhood really should be my full-time profession. So I was blessed to stay at home, but that only lasted a short 8 weeks until someone introduced me into direct sales. And I fell in love and started an over 20-year career. And I was just very blessed to not only start at the very bottom of the totem pole, but in that 20 years with the support of my family and friends, an incredible corporate support. At each company I was with, I was able to reach the top, had an incredible ride, and just met so many wonderful people and helped so many other young women be able to stay at home with their families.
From interior design to motherhood to a successful career in direct selling, Cindy, obviously you've been blessed, and we know that we are blessed to be a blessing to others. So it's no surprise when you began telling me about the Partnership for Lawrence, where you and everyone involved in that philanthropic work are helping the local community discover, develop, and participate in artistic activities of all kinds. Listeners can check out this project at lawrenceartcenter.net, or you can find the link at my Facebook page at Jerry Vitale, Platform Speaker. So Cindy, tell us a little bit about some of the specific good works that the Partnership for Lawrence is doing, and how about begin by telling us how you personally became involved?
Well, my husband and I kind of found the philanthropy by accident, just surfing the good old web one day, and they were actually advertising and looking for 50 people who lived in Lawrence and wanted to have their faces cast for a sculpture that was going to be made. And one of the points of the foundation is to create public art that can be enjoyed out in the community. So we signed up and ended up in this small little building, and we did have our faces cast. It was very fun. It did turn into, you know, a public art piece. Through that, found out about this organization, and they were very young and very grassroots. I have since become a board of the Partnerships for Lawrence and the Lawrence Arts Center, and there we raise money and raise awareness in the community of the center. We have different art classes for all ages, from 2 or 3 years old all the way up to 100. So that's wonderful. And then we have 4 times a year, we recognize a local artist in the community, and we create an evening of the arts where we actually exhibit their work just to help the artist and give them some exposure in the community. And then we're always looking for other opportunities. We have also had an art show every year in the fall, and we're looking to do one hopefully in the summer in 2015. So again, exposing the community to artists within Indiana, just create community as well. A little bit about the Lawrence Arts Center.
Cindy, knowing you and your creative side and your colorful personality, it's no surprise that you support a wonderful cause like the Lawrence Arts Center. But as well, as listeners are just about ready to find out, your brother-in-law, Ed, who you're going to tell us the story of how you gave him the gift of life. Ed has been involved in art all of his life, attending Notre Dame on a full ride, majoring in art. He received a master's degree from the Art Institute of Chicago. He has 2 grown boys, Zachary and Maddie, who are accomplished artists in their own right. And he teaches art in South Chicago, where a ways back he was named a Cole Academy of Distinguished Teachers Fellow from Bill Clinton. He was honored at the White House for his contributions to his students and school in the arts. Well, listeners, get ready for a story that warms the heart and builds faith in humanity. And you know, in this story, though Cindy literally gives the gift of life, when she told me about it, she said that her gift giver, Ed, her brother-in-law, gave her the gift of receiving. You know, it's wonderful to take note that a gift is only a gift if someone receives it. And sometimes as receivers, we shy away from or feel a bit uncomfortable receiving. But as Cindy's story tells us, there is great satisfaction, great pleasure, and a great gift when we accept without the thought of having to give back. A gift is only a gift when it is given freely and accepted openly. Cindy, please tell us about giving and receiving the gift of life.
Well, Gary, it was certainly something I'd never, ever considered. The kidney that Gary's brother was so desperately in need of had been something that he found out he even had a problem with only after they had lost their father to polycystic kidneys. Polycystic kidneys is a genetic disease, and it is one that has been in Gary's family probably for generations. We do know that his father was on kidney dialysis for over 10 years. And, you know, was a survivor on kidney dialysis, and that did prolong his life and give him good quality of life. But it is also very, very trying on your body, and there are a lot of complications, and those complications are eventually what took his life. Gary and Ed's father had 2 brothers who also died from complications from polycystic kidneys. And then their paternal grandmother also died of polycystic kidneys. So within a year, they had gone in and gone through some genetic testing to find out if they were carrying this gene, I suppose, for polycystic kidneys. And my husband was not, but his middle brother, Ed, was. And so it didn't show up right away as far as decline and hurting his health, but a number of years later, it progressed very quickly. Ed wanted to avoid going on kidney dialysis. If you can find a living donor or even a cadaver donor prior to going on dialysis, you know, you increase your life expectancy, and you also don't have to go through the ritual of that. That's an every other day regimen. You know, you're sitting, you know, silent for 8 or 10 or 12 hours as they're cleaning your blood. So we wanted to try to protect Ed from that if we could. My husband, unfortunately, was not healthy enough to be a donor for his brother, although he was a match. He had a cousin, and she, at first, looked like she was going to be a good match. And then when they got a little further down in the testing, she wasn't going to be an exact match for Ed. So then we all became very frustrated because we were so hopeful. And that, it was around Thanksgiving of 08. And my husband, everyone in his family was very depressed because we were so hopeful for Ed, and we kind of felt like we'd hit this wall. But of course, it didn't occur to me that I had O positive blood. So a couple weeks went by, and I was literally sound asleep, where that little spirit or a little voice in my head said, "Hey, Cindy, you have O positive blood. you could donate your kidney to Ed. And I literally sat straight up in bed and was, did I just really hear what I thought I heard? So I'm going to lay my head back down and I'm going to listen again. So I put my head back down and drifted off to sleep. And sure enough, just as loud as it could be, the same voice, the exact same words. And I just sat straight up in bed, whispered it to my husband. Maybe I could donate. I have O positive blood. And I just ran to the computer and spent, you know, 3 or 4 hours kind of researching, you know, how do you donate a kidney? What's involved in donating a kidney? Who can donate a kidney? You know, what are the requirements? So, you know, just kind of thought, wow, before I really say anything out loud, I better study this and think it through a little bit. And a couple weeks went by and said, well, Gary, I think I would like to do that, you know, for you and for Ed, because the greatest gift that God ever gave me was the gift of our 5 beautiful, beautiful babies. And my mama, she had 6 babies, and I didn't have 6. I only had 5. So I thought, well, I could give life to Ed, and Ed could be my 6th birth. I could give life 6 times, and I will be fine. And I told Ed, you know, please don't share this with any family members until we find out if I'm a match. But that was very silly because they're a very close, tight-knit Italian family. And the word was out that, you know, Cindy was going to be tested. Because if nothing else, you know, you can give hope, you know, to someone else, even just by being tested. And that hope is just so strong. Shortly after I made the decision to be tested, Gary and Ed's mother, Lillian, peacefully passed away in her sleep. Then, only 8 weeks later, they lost their oldest brother, Carmen, to a brain aneurysm. And I also found out the day that we buried my husband's mother was the day that Northwestern Hospital called me to tell me, yes, I could start the testing process. And it was just so ironic that the answer came on the day that we buried their mother. And then on the day that we were burying their brother, after I had gone through some initial testing, I got my second call and I was like, are you kidding? Really? No way. This is just so weird. And I got my second call saying that the initial testing, I was a match for Ed. And then the pressure was on. Ed was like, I'm ready. You know, are you ready? So he's like, when? Oh, how about September 15th? I'm like, Ed, no. September 15th is my birthday. You may not have my kidney on my birthday. So I knew that he was anxious. My life is, all of these events are over. I looked at the school calendar. I wanted my family there, as many who could be, and we chose fall break. And so that was it. I called Ed and I said, okay, how about October 23rd or 24th? It's fall break. And he called the surgeons and the surgeons said, okay, let's take it. It was very, very scary, but it was such a happy day. I'd never been in surgery in my life. And once it was over, it was 6 hours of surgery. I saw him, the surgery was on a Thursday. I was like, go on Saturday. He went home on Sunday and I saw him Sunday evening in his home. So he has been just a trooper. He's got normal blood pressure, which he's never had in his life. His color is rosy and red. He's not freezing cold all winter long. And it's been over 4 years, 63 years old, and he has a 20-year prognosis of great health and the kidneys functioning very, very well for him. So, you know, we keep our fingers crossed that his boys and our children, of course, won't have that fate in their future. But if they do, they've had a role model that has shown them that, you know, someone else who has a healthy kidney can be a donor and have a normal life. I'm very honored to have been able to do it. And thank you for sharing my story. And I share it only in the hope that it encourages someone else to give, whether it's a family member or even to a stranger, because God gave most of us the gift of 2 healthy kidneys, and you can live very, very healthy. I've not had any complications from donating my kidney, so you can live a long, healthy life with one. And so, you know, share what you have. It will certainly enhance yours. So thank you, Gary, for letting me share my story.
Thank you, Cindy, for sharing your story and for sharing Ed's story, one that we'll remember for a long time to come, that will inspire all of us in so many different ways.
You're welcome, Jerry. My pleasure.
And thanks, Cindy and Ed, for giving us the gift today of remembering to be open when somebody wants to do something or share something with us, be it as small as picking up the check for lunch or something as large and as wonderful as giving life, as Cindy has done for Ed in this story today. And thanks, Cindy and Ed, for keeping art alive in the world, because, you know, art makes the world a beautiful place, be it a Monet keeping the beauty of nature alive at the dawning of the industrial era, or a child's work hung upon a refrigerator. Art's important, and the works that you're doing are important too. Well, that just about does it. And remember, you too can be a guest gift giver on the You're a Gift series. Just keep watching the Facebook page, Jerry Vitale, Platform Speaker, for fun opportunities to be a guest gift giver, or drop me an email at jerryvitalehappydays@gmail.com and tell me a little bit about your gift giver that you'd want to share with all of the listeners. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.